Oh, isn't that a cute picture of the kid with nothing on in the little swimming pool in the backyard? Well, it turns out it's not so cute as it used to be. Well, it's still as cute as it used to be. It's just not treated that way on a number of fronts. Our legal analyst, Ed Prucci, has said it's not a good idea to try to cross international borders with naked pictures of your kids on your phone, and you can get as incensed as you want. It's just my kid, and it's just, yeah, but you could find yourself in a room trying to explain that for a couple hours and ruin your vacation, miss a flight, that sort of thing. Now we have a movement afoot to make it possible and, in fact, a legal right to have kids after they grow up have all kinds of pictures that were put up against the, not necessarily against their will, without their real knowledge when they were kids, by parents and friends. You can erase the online history of your childhood. That's the movement that is underway. A draft report on a document from the Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada would give you the right to say, I have control over the imagery of my childhood. Joining me on this now, not from the legal standpoint, but from why we might want to have the right to do that, is Dr. Orrin Amate, registered psychologist, docamate.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Most of the stuff that parents are going to put up online of their littler children is pretty benign.
Yeah, it is. It might be embarrassing, but benign is the right word.
Okay, but yeah, I guess the embarrassing part is stuff that we're now saying, keep it in-house. Don't bring it out when the family gets together at a family occasion and say, look at Bob when he was four. And that's different than it being on the internet for everybody to see.
It's true. I mean, and I don't think society truly over all these years has adapted properly to this complete change in how we relate to each other.
All right, but how much of it is damaging, do you think?
That's the tricky part. As you know, you're talking about the legal perspective, that can be very damaging. People can lose jobs or fail to get jobs because of it. Psychologically speaking, there's a sense of vulnerability. If my parents said to me every time I bring a new girlfriend home, I'm going to show her those bathtub pictures when you're a little baby, that would cause a level of anxiety. So that's on a very small level. So imagine a child or a teen thinking the whole world can potentially see these types of embarrassing things. So for some people, it's going to cause a lot of anxiety.
All right. Well, we have two different categories here, I think. When we're talking little children, the bathtub photo kind of thing, the kid on the rug, which was the sort of the stereotypical image, that's something over which the child had no control, and it's not going to cause you to lose a job. However, what you did when you were 17 at a party where you were drinking and smoking dope and all of that was illegal, that could cause you a job. But then that's probably not your parents' fault that that's up online.
And this is where the people who are trying to decide whether this type of legislation is appropriate are kind of struggling. Should we give people a chance to quote unquote whitewash their history? And that's it's tricky because, as you said, I mean, for one thing, if you're doing something relatively benign, you may be smoking or drinking as a teen. That's one thing. But if you're posting some really horrific comments that may in fact reflect what you were thinking, now maybe you were a teen, but still. For a teen to think that it's okay to broadcast these types of thoughts, if you're going to say that and you have the wherewithal to put it up there, then maybe we should believe that that does reflect part of your thought process. And maybe if you're going to put it up there, you should be held accountable. So should we give teens, once they hit 18 or some other age, the right to erase their past in that way? That I have, a harder time accepting.
If I had somebody coming in for a job interview, let's say the person has just graduated college, they're 22 years old or something, and I find some horrible racist thing the person said online when he or she was 17, I might say people can change a lot in those 5 years. People went to university and learned a lot. I'm not necessarily going to say no as a candidate, but I'd like to be able to talk to the person about it. What do you have to say about this now? They may give you an answer that makes you think, okay, maybe we can move forward.
Exactly. It might show a lot of growth, and if the interviewer has any savvy, they can tell whether, they may be able to tell whether it's a genuine acknowledgement of, what they did wrong, or it's just that the kid has learned how to be political and say, I've, developed blah, blah, blah. So I think, again, that if we want to have the ability to hire the best people for jobs or to know about a person's suitability for certain positions anywhere in life, that knowing this part about themselves, if they put it out there, I believe it is fair game. And I think that they should be held accountable. And as you say, give them a chance. Let them explain themselves, and maybe you'll see, wow, they actually have a lot of character because they really learned from that experience. Or they haven't changed at all. They've just learned a few talking points.
Yeah, well, that's always possible, and you'd have to determine that as best that you could, but that's how it goes with anything in a job interview. But and you're a registered psychologist. You're not the digital expert, but I think there's a practicality to whether everything can be erased anyway. So given that, I would think maybe we all need to learn as adults and then pass on to our children the permanency and the ubiquity of anything that becomes digital, and think before you post.
Yes, and it's important to say as adults, because for every time that we smack our head and go, how can a teen be so stupid to post that? There's probably three adults who've done something incredibly, you know, even worse. And so we need to recognize that. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think people have truly adapted to the new technology. And it's not that new anymore. If you think of how quickly we all develop as humans and, you know, as societies, I would think that we should have kind of got a better handle on this. But every day, basically, there's another example where we say, yeah, they really didn't get it.
Yeah, and find a way to take responsibility for what is out there. I'll give you an example that actually started before the digital age. Johnny Cash, when he was having some of his issues with drugs, etc., got angry about something, and a photograph was taken of him on stage giving kind of an angry middle finger to somebody.
Right.
And years and years later, when he did an album and didn't really get any... It won a Grammy. It was a huge seller, but it got no attention from radio. And so the record company, Johnny didn't do this. The record company took that photo and put it in a magazine, in a full-page ad saying, thanks a lot, radio. And Johnny was asked about it. And I thought his response, as usual, he was pretty cool. He said, you know, I did it. Gotta live with it.
Right. And, you know, me, we talk about this all the time. I believe that in order for someone to grow into a fully functioning human being, they need to develop from a very young age a sense of accountability. And, you know, this legislation is, if it passes, is almost like telling kids, hey, you know what? Until you reach maybe 18, you've got a free ride. Do whatever you want. And in this last couple of generations, we've truly seen a complete abandonment of parents teaching kids to be responsible and accountable. When they screw up, own it. We're not seeing that anymore. So I would be concerned that this legislation could move us even further in that direction.
Talking to Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist, about a report from the Office of the Privacy Commission of Canada to say maybe we should make it an absolute right to have in your adulthood anything from your youth removed from the internet, taking aside the practicality of that, as I mentioned. Interesting questions being asked by Dr. Amate as to whether that's the best way to go in society. If people, especially young people, are told there isn't going to be any consequence to this long run anyway, you know where they're going to go.
I'm afraid where they're going to go. Where are you thinking with this, Jerry?
Well, I'm just thinking they'll say, yeah, it doesn't matter if that photo of me goes up. It doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. They wipe it all out when you're 18.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm worried about is even though social media is like the number one way we now connect with others socially, the fact is if you have that mindset that none of it matters, then it's going to feed further potentially into the mindset that teens do have, which is I'm invincible.
Yeah.
I can do anything. So the only consequence I'm worried about is, you know, being embarrassed or losing a job. Well, yeah, how about, you know, taking somebody's life? How about severely poisoning yourself by drinking, you know, 30 Jagermeisters in 5 minutes? Things like that. And truly, people might think that I'm overreacting, but again, when we look at the brain developments of teens that don't develop until they're like 24, 25, and we know that at the same time that the frontal cortex, where the judgment is very slow, we also know that the emotional component, the pleasure center, the thing that says, feed me, I want excitement and reward, that's growing exponentially at that time. So that's a pretty dangerous combination. So anything that can push people toward that direction of, hey, no consequence, let's have lots of fun, is potentially dangerous. And it might seem like people think I'm overstating the case, but, you know, I've worked with enough young people to know that I'm not. They will think that way. Not everybody, but a lot of people will.
Dr. Oren Amate, docamate.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jerry. Have a great day.